Come on down to the front. Trip, you doing okay? Yeah, I like that. I like that horse trailer. All right. Come on, ladies. Everybody have a seat. Yeah, there, Katie Bug. You doing all right this morning? Your hair looks good. Did Dad do your hair?
No.
All right. Thursday's a big day. What is Thursday? 4th of July. Exactly, Emily. And what is the 4th of July about? Our country's birthday, July 4th. I started to bring some fireworks down here, but I shot them all last year. How many of you will shoot some fireworks this year? Okay. How many of you will watch somebody shoot some fireworks this year? Okay, good. I hope to do both, but I like to get bottle rockets, and I like to get... what are those things that shoot the flaming balls out? Roman candles, that's it. Let me tell you a story. This is confession time. Back before I married my beautiful wife, my friends and I, our idea of the 4th of July was shooting Roman candles at each other and bottle rockets and all that kind of stuff. And my wife, how many, some of you have had her for a teacher? I learned real quick that's not the way I was going to get to do it anymore. And I had to say, okay, I will not shoot people with Roman candles anymore or bottle rockets or throw firecrackers. That's not something you should do, okay? But I thought you could. But anyway, we celebrate the freedom of our country. But I want you to know the greatest problem in our country is our freedom. I explained to the kids before we baptized them, in some countries, being baptized was a death sentence. In some countries, to go to church is a death sentence. In some countries, if you tell them you're a believer or you tell someone else that you are a believer, it's a death sentence. You will literally be killed for that. And you know, the problem with Americans is we don't have to worry about stuff. We can go to church. We can shoot fireworks. We can do all these things. But you know what? Freedom sometimes is a bad thing. Paul talked about that when he wrote the book of Galatians. Galatians 5:13. Here's what he says to Christians, and he says, "For you have been called to live in freedom." We're free. Jesus has forgiven us of our sins. We're free. But look what he says. "But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature." How many times in America does someone not have to worry about getting killed for going to church so they don't go? We're free. We need to understand that the Bible teaches that we are to use our freedom. He says it, use your freedom to serve one another. That means go to church. That means serve one another, be involved. So freedom can sometimes be a bad thing. We want it to be a good thing. We want to live for Jesus and tell others. And that's a good thing. So let's pray. Lord, help these kids on the 4th of July realize that freedom is a precious gift. Men and women died so we could be free. Help them to use their freedom to worship you and to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember the rule, line up and you say thank you and you go through. Here we go.